Chapter 18, 1777, Springfield, Massachusetts. Title, The 1777 Springfield Convention. Purpose, the difficulty of successfully conducting the war without a stable economic structure to fund the endeavor was the impetus for this call. Call and subject. On June 27, 1777, the Massachusetts legislature called for a convention of New England states and New York. The subject matter was broad but focused on economic issues, quote, encompassing paper money, laws to prevent monopoly and economic oppression, interstate trade barriers, and such other matters as particularly concern the immediate welfare of the participating states, end quote. The call required that the convention be limited and be subordinate itself to the Continental Congress. Date and location. From July 30 to August 5, 1777, the convention met in Springfield, Massachusetts. Attendance. 5 states sent 11 commissioners. Connecticut 3, Massachusetts 2, New Hampshire 2, New York 1, Rhode Island 3. Principals. The Springfield gathering elected Stephen Hopkins of Rhode Island as president. It chose William Pynchon, Sr., a non-commissioner, as clerk. Convention protocol. States varied on methods of delegate selection. The convention wrote its own rules. Commissioners elected their own president and clerk. The convention used one vote per state. The convention was limited to proposals only. The commissioners remained within the call's subject. The convention followed previous conventions' protocols. Unusual occurrences. With the increased frequency of the conventions, home state officials were learning that uniformity was important when credentialing delegate commissions. Conclusions. This was one of the most productive of the conventions, producing a series of significant recommendations on a range of economic and military subjects. These recommendations formed the basis for extensive congressional debate. Further recommendations were sent to the states, although not all recommendations were implemented.